Chapter 1. Purple. That was all Perry could see. He closed his eyes. He opened them again and turned 360 degrees. One moment, they had been cruising, watching the stars like tiny diamonds shining in space, and then this purple haze had descended. Purple, all around. It was bright and blinding. Perry screwed his eyelids tight shut. He could hear Celine, Otto and Diesel stumbling around the bridge.
Trap!
Diesel shouted. What did you do, Otto?
I did nothing,
boomed Otto.
Everything's just gone purple.
Perry felt a change in the motion of the Phoenix. It speeded up and shifted course.
Something's taken control of us, Celine shouted.
How?
Perry said.
How could they get past our shields?
Celine cleared her throat. That may be my fault, she said. I've been sending a boomerang message on Ultrawave to find out if anything's left of the Milky Way after the Zion attack. It's supposed to come back with replies attached.
Something must be piggybacking on the return signal, using it to hack into our computer and control us.
Who would do that?
Diesel asked. Take your pick, Perry said. The Zion and the Meg War have both sworn to destroy us.
I don't think any Meg War is smart enough to pull this off, Diesel interjected.
Perry heard a swish and crack, then a bellow of pain from Otto. He must have swung a punch at Diesel and hit the wall, in retaliation for the comment about his home planet.
Missed, Diesel jeered.
We don't have time for fights, Perry said. We need to take back control of the Phoenix. Perry had only recently discovered that he was part bionic, with a special connection to the Phoenix. He would have to trust his instincts, blindly. He beckoned to where he thought the control panel was. He cheered when he felt it bump against his hands. Then he felt a bigger bump at his back. Otto, Celine and Diesel were jostling him and each other.
Give me some room, Celine said.
Perry felt her hands grabbing for the control panel. I have to shut off the ultrawave so they can't pinpoint us anymore.
Let's go superliminal,
Diesel suggested, elbowing his way in. Perry brushed his hands aside. It's not safe when we can't see.
Let's give it a shot anyway,
Otto boomed. Perry felt the Magwar's long, thick fingers fumbling over the control panel.
Which one's the superliminal touchpad?
It's the red one, Diesel said.
But everything's purple,
Otto shouted.
Don't touch anything,
Perry said, holding the control panel close to his chest. Just back off and let me and Celine sort this out. Otto and Diesel stepped back, muttering to themselves.